Texas. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel here with Michaela.
Hello, hello.
And we are recording via Zoom. We may have some video content for you this week. Not sure.
Ooh.
But we'll see.
I should have done my hair.
I haven't done my hair. I haven't done my hair or makeup since March 13th. So.
That's all right. I never do my makeup.
I don't intend on breaking that streak either. So.
That's all right.
All right. So let's get into Busch Gardens, Michaela. We've got.
Yes. So. Oh, sorry.
No.
Busch Gardens, reservations are still needed. And it seems like attendance is going up in these Florida theme parks. So just an FYI out there. Summer Nights is continuing this weekend. It's just a Friday to Sunday event. And it's going on now until August 16th. There is a laser and fireworks show all of those nights, the Friday through Sunday, and there's extended hours. So those hours change quite often. So if you plan on going, check the website. I think that's awesome. I talked about last time. I love summer nights because they have it extended further out in the night where the sun goes down and it gets a little bit cooler. I think it's worth it to go. Especially since it's low attendance right now, it might actually be fun to take the kids. You're not going to be shoulder to shoulder with other people.
Yeah, especially, you know, like you said, when the sun goes down, because it is hot this time of year in Florida. Always hot in Florida, but it's extremely hot this time of year.
I feel like that's an understatement.
Yes. Free single-day admission to U.S. military veterans, retired veterans, and their families, three and older.
Three others, sorry.
Three others.
Like, yeah, them and then three others they could bring in with them.
Got it. Through November 11th. So that's something really cool to check out. And again, like we say every week since the pandemic started and parks have started to reopen, always check the theme park website before you head out the door so that you make sure you don't, you have the latest updates on the requirements and what you need to do to have a good time at the parks, you know, any changes to scheduling and all of that. So, all right.
Absolutely. And SeaWorld's doing that same thing. It's a sister park. So they're following suit that if you are a U.S. military veteran or retired veteran, you could also gain access with you and three of your friends or family or whoever you want to take with you, some strangers off the street, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
They probably want it to be people, you know.
Yeah, but, especially this time right now.
Absolutely. And with SeaWorld, again, reservations are needed, and the Seven Seas Food Festival is continuing on this weekend as well, Friday through Sunday, going until August 9th. And they're focusing on a different cuisine each week. This weekend is Italian.
So, mangia.
I'm jealous of anyone going to SeaWorld this weekend, enjoying some delicious food.
And the Electric Ocean event, it's going to be modified this year. It's every Friday and Saturday from July 24th through September 6th. And it features fireworks and pyrotechnic show called Light Up the Sky, a DJ, dancers, and high energy atmosphere acts. So just know that there is a modification to it. Again, if you want more info, you can check out SeaWorld's official website.
Right. So it might just not be as many things as they usually have.
Right. All right. Universal Orlando. Still no reservations.
I'm shocked about it, but it might change. You never know.
Yeah. Apparently it was busy last weekend, but it did not reach capacity. So they're still not reaching that capacity limit. And a Halloween Horror Nights tribute store is being built and has the facade displayed. Ooh.
Yes. I'm pretty up in the air about this whole Halloween Horror Nights thing because we know nothing about the houses.
Right.
We just know what the dates are and that it's happening. So I'm on the edge of my seat here trying to wait until Universal announces something.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Speaking of making announcements, they've adjusted their hours. So like we always say, check the website of the theme park that you're planning to visit so that you don't get stuck where you're there too late or too early or whatever. And they've also made changes to their face mask policy.
Yes. Oh, I accidentally had it mistyped there, but that's all right. With their face mask, similar to Disney, but we'll get to the Disney one in a minute. This is from Universal. Guests must wear face coverings at all times unless they are actively eating or drinking, and they must also be social distance from other travel parties while consuming their food or beverage. So that means if you're walking around the park, that's a no-no, that you have to pretty much be stagnant in an area where there's no other people.
Okay.
And I actually, when we were there the past couple of times, I did notice myself, you know, that freestyle cup that you get.
Yeah.
And you can refill it all day long.
Yeah, I love that thing.
Well, I mean, you notice yourself taking sips from it, removing your mask and taking sips, but I guess I don't want that anymore. And I get it. And I get why, because they saw it as a loophole around from wearing your mask. And some people take advantage of it. And, you know, when people take advantage of it, they make a rule. So that's now that. And then now they have a list of things that also are not permitted at Universal with their masks.
So those items that are not permitted are face coverings with exhalation valves. Yes. Valves where it exhales. Face coverings that are not secured with ear loops or secured around your head. Face coverings that include mesh material or holes of any kind. Also not permitted, costume masks or veils per their costume guidelines. So I'm sure they have more information on their website. You know, just make sure your face covering covers your face, doesn't have any holes, no little valves, goes around your ears or your head for Universal. And a little tip that I have thought of, because, you know, like, walking around, because I walk around downtown and I've got a mask on, but sometimes like I've got to take it off so I can breathe because I'm walking around outside or want to take a sip of water. Like I was at the, I was donating blood. Okay. And they always give you like a drink, a sugary drink, so you can keep your blood sugar up while you're doing it. And so like I had a Coca-Cola, I'm sitting there donating blood. I'm like, oh, I'm getting a little lightheaded. Let me take a sip. And I'm like, how am I going to do this with my mask? Cause I have to have a mask on. So I had like the straw under the mask and it was the whole thing. But if you're walking around and you have to take your mask off or, you know, to drink or whatever, a lanyard, like the lanyards that go around your neck and they have that little clip, put the clip around one of the ear holes. And then put it on your face so that when you take it off, it stays around your neck. You don't have to hold it.
Right.
It's around your neck.
I love that. It's better than trying to pull it down. It's still attached to your ears.
Right. Because then it'll like, it could stretch out or whatever. And then you're touching it more and more. Just have it around a little lanyard so you can like just remove it real quick. It stays around your neck and then you put it back on. Ta-da!
I have some at home actually. I have to bring them to the parks next time.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. I didn't even think about that.
I didn't either until like one day I was leaving my house and I'm like, I had my keys on my lanyard because I'm trying not to touch my keys as much. And I was like, oh my goodness, I put one of these on for my mask. Look at that.
Look at you, genius over here.
Well, I don't know if I'm a genius, but we'll see.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, so let's move on to Disney World. And I notice you're wearing your Disney World jacket. I see the little Mickey hand and Figment. I'm also wearing my Disney Spirit jersey in rose gold.
Nice. I love it.
Thanks. All right.
I'm too obsessed with the Spirit jerseys. I told myself I can't buy any more.
I think I have 3, which is a lot for me, but they are long sleeves. So there's only a real like small window that you can actually wear these to the parks. Mm-hmm. But since I'm in my house all the time with air conditioning, I was like, I'm going to wear my spirit jersey today.
I'll yeah, just make it cozy. Real cold.
Yeah, I'll come and cozy. Exactly. All right, Michaela, let's run down what is happening at Walt Disney World.
So last week, we know that Rise of the Resistance is now open with Hollywood Studios. And I told you that the virtual queue is a thing mm-hmm. back again. And now before, so last week they had it with 3 virtual queue time drops where you could pick up a virtual queue pass.
Right.
Now they've changed it to just 2.
Okay.
And I think it's wonderful. So now it's 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. But you do need to still be in the park. You can't just be home and see if you get it and then head to the park if you got it. You have to be in the park to get them. But what's awesome about this is that it now won't be gone in seconds. So now there's 2 windows where it will take a little bit longer, maybe a minute and a half to get all the passes through. But right. it also gives room for error.
Right.
Because the other time drop, it used to be, this is the used to, 10, 1, and 4.
Right.
But the 4 o'clock, it was way too close to park closing.
Yeah.
And if there was an error, as in people had it in their hands and mm-hmm. it just vanished, mm-hmm. then they couldn't really accommodate you.
Right.
If you tried for that 4 o'clock one, if you try for the 10 and the 2, and you go to a guest service agent and say, hey, I just had it and now it's gone, they wink, wink. They have some on the side for those who did have trouble getting them.
Right.
But not for people who just didn't try and say, hey, can I get in?
Right.
It's for the people who actually tried doing it and didn't end up getting it. Maybe it was right in their screen and it just, maybe the app kicked you out or whatnot. Right. Just be honest with the cast members. They should be helping you. But again, if you don't try at all and you just show up to the park at 4 p.m. and expect to get on the ride, they can't help you with that one.
Yeah, and I'm sure they only have a certain number of backup passes too. So
right. And they probably go fast too, because let's say at 2 p.m. time it drops, their last ticket drop, and it goes within 2 minutes, let's say. This is just numbers being thrown out there. As soon as that goes, within 5 minutes after that, I'm sure people are going to go right to guest services and say, I tried doing it, I didn't get it, and then they start passing out the extras. So right. It's not like you could go at 4 o'clock and be like, hey, can I get in? No, that's not happening. Sorry, try another day.
And then the Ample Hills Ice Cream Shop will not reopen at the Boardwalk and will not be opening at Disney Springs.
Yeah, they unfortunately went through some financial trouble during all of the closures, so they will not be coming at all, which is really sad because Ample Hills is a really good ice cream shop, and I enjoyed whenever I sit at the Boardwalk. I don't know about you at the Beach Club or Yacht Club. It's always nice to just stroll around and just get some ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sad to hear. I'm sure they'll find something else to slide in that slot at Boardwalk, hopefully.
I'm sure. This is a fan theory from me. I would love if there is this ice cream shop called Salt and Straw. I don't know if you've heard of it.
No.
But they actually featured it on one of the Jeff Goldblum episodes.
Oh, cool.
On the Disney Plus show that he has.
Mm-hmm.
And they have it at Downtown Disney District in California. So I'm like, I wonder
maybe.
If they might come over here. So that was just a fan theory, a fan wish.
Okay.
If it's not Ample Hills, sadly, maybe something like Salt and Straw. They are whoever's listening, if you don't know what it is, and Rachel, if you look up their flavors, it's very interesting flavors, but surprisingly delicious.
Okay.
So, if you look at their flavors and you're like, what is this? Who would have thought this would be an ice cream flavor? Just give it the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just a thought of in the air. I was like, oh, maybe it would happen.
Okay. Put it out there and hopefully it'll manifest. All right. The 2020 Disney Wine and Dine Run is going virtual, but you can get a refund if you've already signed up. And I'm sure, like, check your email if you've already signed up. I'm sure Disney has reached out with the information on how to do that. So updates on that. Also, the Florida resident ticket deal, 2-day for $130 or a 3-day for $174. And I'm not sure if that's including tax and fees or if that's before taxes.
Fees might apply, yes.
Yeah. I guess if you go on the website, the ticket website, and you use the code, or it's happening now through November 29th.
Yes.
So,
you could buy it online though.
Okay. And then yes. Blackout dates are November 20th through the 29th, which is Thanksgiving week. So
yes,
just know that.
So I'm sure that it's going to be a very busy time. I'm not sure if people will want to, if they're Florida residents too.
Yeah.
That's a big time. You probably would not want to go anyway during then.
So get all the information on the Walt Disney World website on that. And they've also added changes to their face mask policy, Michaela.
Yes. So like we said before, they just want you to be standing still or sitting still, still practicing social distancing. So that's the big change that they made. And they have signs all throughout the parks, especially Epcot, because Food and Wine is going on right now. So they want to make sure that you're still enjoying your food and your beverages, but at a distance.
Right.
And safe. So this is just something to take note in, that if you are walking around drinking your beer flight or something, they might stop you.
Right.
Just following the rules here and making sure that we're all having fun.
Right. And that lanyard tip for your mask will really come in handy at Food and Wine. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. Someday I'm going to probably put down my mask and accidentally leave it.
Right. And
honestly,
then you got to try to find another, like it's a thing. So yeah, that's, I tether it to my body so I don't lose it.
That's smart.
All right, Michaela, what is your theme park tip of the week?
So this week I want to talk about dining and not just making a reservation, more about if you're going to go to the parks. And let's say you don't go often, I highly suggest you book a reservation for an in-park dining. If you have a reservation, 30 minutes before the park closes, because let's say you eat for an hour, hour and a half. When you get out of there, the park already started clearing out. Mm-hmm. So you have an empty Main Street, or yeah, you have an empty Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. You can't go on any of the rides when you get out of dining, but you can get some really cool pictures, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So with no crowds, it's amazing. Yeah.
I had a friend do that actually yesterday, and he was live streaming on Facebook and showing how, like, you know, they had just gotten out of, I think maybe they had gotten in line for a ride like right before the park closed, and they let them stay in line. And as they were leaving, it was like 30 minutes after the park closed, and there was nobody on Main Street or in front of the castle or anything. And he said the parks were pretty empty as it was for most of the day, but, you know, so empty at the end of that day, that it was like, he's like, I've never seen it like this before. It was like crazy. So yeah, definitely something to keep in mind, and another great tip.
I think it's a real big perk.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I mean, the stores stay open too. So they don't close when the park closes. So if you are eating at a restaurant and you get out and it's already been, let's say, 45 minutes since the park's closed,
they may be open still.
A lot of them are still open. Some may close when the park closes.
Right.
But a lot of them do stay open, the main stores.
The main mercantile.
The big ones.
Yeah, right. The big ones, yeah. All right, Michaela. Well, thank you for all of that information. And I think you're going to a park next week or this week, right?
Next week, right. Yes.
Next week?
Next week.
All right. So we might have some more information. And as always, you know, like we say, before you go out to the parks, make sure you check whatever theme park's official website to make sure that you have the latest updates on restrictions and precautions that you need to take before you can enter the park, and park hours if they've updated them. All right. Thank you so much, Michaela. I hope you have a great week, and we will catch you.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. We'll catch you on our next episode of Theme Parks and Rec.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.